Let's dance, let's get a drink, but that's as far as we go. I'll give you my number so you can call. We'll see if tomorrow we still get on. It's up to us if we want to.
All right, I got a few, we're almost ready to go live with Nick Pivot in the studio, but I wanted to make sure I mentioned a few shows I didn't get a chance to play. Howard Glazer and the EL34s are playing at Kelly's Bar on Saturday night. And Dupe and the Inside Outlaws have their CD release party Saturday night at the Park Bar. Along with them is going to be Katie Grace and Allison Lewis and a string of ponies. Chris Canis in the Blues Revolution is doing a show at Northern Lights on Saturday night. And Lady Sunshine and the X-Band are going to be out at Guy Halloran Saturday night. They're doing something at the Spirit of Hope Church. That's on the corner of Martin Luther King and Trumbull. It's called Blue October, and it's going to be featuring Carl Henry and Sky Covington Sunday from 5 to 7. And up at Sunday, speaking of Sundays, at the Blind Pig in Ann Arbor, Joshua Davis and Sith and May are doing an acoustic set at the Blind Pig on Sunday night. And on Sunday night as well, the Royal Garden Trio are playing at Dylan's. And on Monday at Dylan's, Tracy Cash Thomas. Whole lot of music happening in Detroit. Get out and support it. Without your support, it goes away. Alrighty, you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. My name is Margaret, and this is the Global Village Party. I'm sorry, it is not. It's the Motor Calendar, and we are ready to go live right now with, are we ready? Alrighty. we have Nick Pivot in the studio, and alrighty, we will take it away, Mr. White.
All right, we're right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We have Nick Pivot and the 99ers right here at our studio today. Hey, fellas, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Whoa.
The 99ers are here. Some of the 99ers, we probably got 33 1/3% of the 99ers. so we're some of the 99ers, or else we are the Nick Pivot Hillbilly Orchestra featuring Bernard, Cliff, Ben, and Nick.
All right. Well, you 99s. Why don't we start off with some music? What are you going to start off?
You know, we're going to start off, we're going to do a bunch of originals, but we are going to start off with a cover song that's almost a cheerleader thing for us. We do it all the time. It's called Honky Tonk Blues by Hank Williams, Hank number one.
Oh, Lord, I got 'em. I got the honky-tonk blues. And I will wrap my shoes. Woke this got the honky-tonk blues. So Hank Williams there.
Woo! Yeah! Woo! Now this is real country music here.
You like hillbilly music, Mr. White?
My granny came from Arkansas, so I'm official.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Well, now my aunt came from Jellicoe, Tennessee, right up I-75, right up the Hillbilly Highway.
All right.
Right up the Lynch Road Assembly Plant. You went from sweeping floors to building Fords. Wait, those were Chryslers.
Okay. Well, tell you what, would you like to introduce your 99ers today?
Not really, but I will, because they're all taller than me, and they'll probably mess with me later. But over on the harmonica, Bernard Staples.
Yeah.
Back on the drums, Clifford T. Hill. And on the mandolin, Benjamin Teague. And me, I am Nick Pivot.
All right. And in fact, would you like to tell us about where did the name the 99ers come from?
The 99ers is a very Detroit, very Detroit name, because you get 99 weeks of unemployment, and a number of us have been officially unemployed for over 99 weeks. That means you get nothing. Oh. You get no food stamps, you get no money, you get no respect, you get nothing. You're a 99er. And some of us are 99ers. A couple of the 99ers that aren't here, they're actually at work. guess who's buying dinner later on? Yeah.
Actually, I was watching the news this morning, and they're now calling the people who are occupying Wall Street the 99ers, because we represent 99% of the country that have like 1% of the wealth.
Yeah.
So you guys are right on top of things with
I don't want to brag about only having a little bit of the wealth, because I actually, for people out there, especially women out there, I'd like you to know that I have an awful lot of the wealth. And I like to spend it. And on things that really don't matter much. You know, cars, furs, jewelry, makeup. So there you go, you know.
Don't forget the shoes.
Well, I'm Italian. We never forget the shoes, man. Got plenty of shoes, my man.
Well.
Yeah, we like to say we play country like when country was country. I don't like to put down the new country, because so many people like it, and there's so many talented people doing it that actually probably play and sing better than I do. But we like country in the old way, the Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard kind of stuff. And that's what we try to do. And I generally try to do stuff that sounds more like Texas-type country music. And we'll do some originals pretty soon. And I hope you enjoy them.
Well, in fact, why don't we have some more songs right now?
All right, let's see.
Can you do an original?
I'm going to do an original right now called Honky Tonk Crowd that I actually wrote about I made this one up, about a bar in Austin, Texas called Ginny's Little Longhorn Saloon, where they play this game called Chicken Scheiß Bingo. I'll try to say that you use German, so I'm not allowed to swear. And they put a chicken on the table, and it marks one of the numbers. This is very difficult to describe this on the radio, you know? I'm trying to be so correct. And if that chicken graces your number with his earlier dinner, you win $112. And I've been there a number of times at that bar, and there have been some Sundays when I just really had nothing else to do, and it really wasn't that... being in a giant crowd wasn't that enjoyable. But I do go there and I love it, and it's called Honky Tonk Crowd.
Well, I tip my hat, 'cause I feel so proud. I fit right in this honky tonk crowd, where the girls are so fast and the music is loud. I fit right in that honky tonk crowd. Had a drink in my hand just a minute ago. I thought in my head that I can't let go. There's a side of me only my woman would know. So I stayed to the end and get a six-pack to go. Honky tonk heaven ain't too hard to find. Sunday alone without any hope. Honky tonk heavy, it ain't too hard to find. Just look for the boat, boogaloo and fine. Pull up a chair, relax and unwind. I promise it to you, and drink my sip in my hand. Put the chairs on the tables, let turn the lights out. For another day I can make, I'm beginning to doubt. You can see my sad soul from the inside out. You don't know I hang from this honky tonk crowd. Honky tonk man, it ain't too hard to find. Just look for the phone, who's losing in mind. Pull up a chair, relax and unwind. Well, I promise it here.
Honky tonk is about, it's about real things that really happen, right?
It's about people who have people who are lonely, people who like to party and drink and have a good time, I think, you know. And sometimes you go to the honky tonk when you're sad, and you go to the honky tonk when you're happy. You go to the honky tonk to celebrate, and you go to the honky tonk to mourn. Ooh. You go before a wedding, after a wedding, before a funeral. It's a story of Guzzoline Alley, you know, if you want to know.
Well, I was going to ask if you have any favorite local honky tonks.
You know what? There's a number of fun places in town that play honky tonk music, and I was so sad that Club Bart closed, because Bart was one heck of a great guy.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Stark is now also working over at O'Mara's, and they have taken Tuesday night honky tonk nights and moved it over to O'Mara's, which is on 12 Mile and Coolidge in Berkeley. And they have been the biggest supporters of honky tonk, I think. PJ's Lager House also, and all the people associated with Whitey Morgan's group, JD, and those people have also been great supporters of honky-tonk music and great purveyors of that kind of music. And we are going to be at O'Mara's on November 11th in full glory. The entire lineup of 99ers will be there. And the Barrett Tones, I believe, Mark Barrett, Kerry Maritesh, and Clifford T. Hill, we'll be there with the Barrett Tones to open up for us, and we did it before, and it was a heck of a great time. And we're going to do that again November 11th, so that's a Friday, I believe. So come on, want to come out for that? But where we just like to drink and the place where you don't feel like you really need to wash your hands is probably Guzzoline Alley. I love that place because you can be sitting at the bar. A girl I go out with said, "Why do you go to that place?" And I said, "Well, there's no diet people in there. It's very high calorie. There'll be somebody sitting next to you. Hi, Dan. Reading Dostoevsky, drinking a craft beer, and a guy, and I ain't saying who it is, sitting to your other side, who's showing you the new face tattoo he got in Jackson last month." It's always interesting. It's an interesting place, and it's probably where I met Robert Del Valle, and I have to give a shout-out to Robert from Real Detroit, because he said some very kind things about our band a couple times, and he's a great entertainment and arts writer, watches column all the time. And thank you, Robert.
Yeah, you guys were a big hit out at the People's Art Festival.
Well, thank you. I think it was just me. I could have used these guys, believe me. I could have used all the help I had. But I think they liked that new song of ours, Thank You, I'm from Detroit. And we will get to that later, and I'm just saying, you know, if you're driving down the road here in Detroit, somebody cuts you off in a rusty Cougar, and you raise your hand out the window, you generally are not saying, thank you, buddy. But and no, thank you is really not the words of the song, but that's the way we're going to sing it for Roger and Margaret today.
All right.
Because we love this show, and we love this station and this school, and we don't want to do anything to...
That's right, and
ruin
we
it.
And we say thank you for doing that.
Que cosa fai? Non rompe, signore.
Well, let's quit this gabbing and get down to some more tunes.
All right, man, let's do another one I made up called. It really is. Brett Callwood called it out when he started talking about the kind of songs I write. This one, it's called Fast, Fast Women and Slow, Slow Songs. It's always either about women or
cars.
Whatever I need to get the guts up to talk to them. It's called Fast, Fast Women and Slow, Slow Songs.
I like fast, fast women and slow, slow songs. When ever since you left me, honey, that's how I've been getting along. I drop a dollar on the jukebox, grab me a bleach spot blonde. I like fast, fast women and slow, slow songs. When my baby stayed out at the beauty school last night, well, she came home so drunk and stoned, she started one hell of a fight. She had a bite mark on we honky-tonk song.
Yeah. All right.
Fast, fast women, woo, slow, slow songs.
All right, and that wasn't... In fact, one thing I wanted to ask you, Nick.
Yes, sir.
Mr.
White.
Yeah, it's you've done a lot of different things before you got to country music. Now you've done country music all your life, but you've been a rock and roll star. You've been a blues singer. You've been a love master. You've been everywhere.
I was a love master for a while. God bless Bootsy X. You know, I think we all need to give props up to Bootsy, and he is recording a new solo album. I just want to get that in. I'll stop talking about myself for 1 second and come on to the guy that helped me out so much in music, because I did start off in country. I hitchhiked down to Nashville in 1970 like an idiot. I went down there to be a country western star. That's like, I came from Roseville, man. That's like going to Hollywood to become a movie star. Well, I came back with my tail between my legs and just said, you know, help, Mr. Wizard. I don't want to be a country singer.
But you did get that spangled suit you're wearing today.
I did. I actually, you know, I don't wear a spangled suit.
Oh, no.
I don't wear contros on my pants, just steel-toed boots in the assembly plants. I don't have money for that kind of stuff. We just like country music. I would like to wear that stuff, but I'm not really a cowboy, and it just seems like kind of a fib. But if anybody wants to donate any, you know, I could give you my sizes, and then I sure would wear it next time out. But yeah, I just came back, and I'd get a country band together. I had a country band together with a guy who had one leg. He had a wooden leg, and I didn't know it until he took me to a bar on Sunday that he owned down by Tiger Stadium, and he stepped on a big nail. And he was standing there talking to me, pulling this nail out of the bottom of his foot. And his name was Lucky, and he wanted to be a Colonel Tom Parker, and he had a bunch of songs like Thank Your Lucky Stars, and they're truly awful. I got my friends together and said, do you want to be in this band with Lucky? And they said yes, and we did about 5 rehearsals of country music, and they said, can't we just do rock and roll? And I went, you know, okie doke. It's 4-1. I'll do rock again, yeah. And then, you know, Bootsy was nice enough to let me back into his circle, which was just, you know, some of the best rock and roll around.
They really do that.
But I always did country, just nobody ever wanted to hear it.
Well, for Bootsy, you got to go out and see him while you can.
Yeah, you do.
He's recovered from brain cancer, but it's still around. You never know how long he's gonna. Yeah, he's still gonna be able to play. But hey, thing is,
well, you never know when that mothership is just gonna take him up into the heavens, man.
That's right.
Actually, the mothership comes.
Actually, it seemed to help. Last show, he was great.
Yeah, he's fantastic. You wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even know he was sick. God bless him. You wouldn't know he was sick. He's doing great performances, and he and Gerald Shohan are still writing great songs, and I think they're recording a solo album right now, I think, with Jim Diamond and Matt Smith and some people, and Gerald's
right
on there, and I'm not sure who else. I can't give a bunch of shout-outs, but yeah, wait for a brand new Bootsy album.
Well, we'll see if we can get him on here when he's ready to release that.
We'll see. You know what? I went to see Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard once at Cobo Hall years ago, and Jerry Lee came out, and he kicked the piano bench over, and he said, you know what, Richard, I'd like to take you down to Nashville and teach you how to do some country music and make some money for once in your life. So maybe I could teach Bootsy how to do country music and not make any money. You make just this much as me, Boot. All right. You want us to do another song? Can I do a Merle Haggard song?
Sure.
I want to watch the time, because we do have some originals in here that I really want to make sure we get in. But I think we can fit this Merle Haggard, The Bottle Let Me Down. Has it ever let you down, Clifford? Clifford T. Hill over on the drums over there, it never let him down. Bernard, did The Bottle ever let you down?
Yeah.
It did. It never let Benjamin? Never let Benjamin down.
Only when it's empty.
All right, we're going to do a Merle Haggard song called The Bottle Let Me Down.
my room when it's over. Not feeling any pain at closing time. Well, tonight your memory found me much too sober. I couldn't drink enough to keep you off my mind. Well, tonight the bottle let me down, and he let your memory come around. Well, one true friend I thought I'd found. Well, tonight the bottle let me down. Bernie, wanna go on this land?
Everybody ought to go see Merle Haggard, because the mothership is going to get Merle someday, real soon. And I think you can go see him at a casino near you, but they're not playing him on the radio. I know you guys probably do, but all the hip guys in the cowboy hats over at WYCD, I met a couple of those guys, didn't know who he was. You know,
that could happen.
I got three words for you guys. Never mind. I got another three words for you. Pork sausage. There you go. Okay. Where are we going after this, boys? Three words. Royal Oak. All right.
Now, is there any way for people to get a hold of Nick Pivot and the 99ers?
You know, you email me at nickpivot@gmail.com. I'll get back to you. We don't have a website right now, because I tell you, this has been a trying thing getting a band together when you're my age. and you try to get people all together in the same time. I had Skin and Bones going for a while. And Vito went off on his own and look for a new record coming from him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Vito has a new band called the Ditch Diggers. And they're recording right now. I think they're recording at Tino Gross's place.
Okay.
We will be recording soon at our favorite place, which is Woodshed Studios in Oak Park with Mr. Tim Pack, who did the Skin and Bones CD. And Tim is just, he's the master of sound, man. And he's got those RCA ribbon mics, and he can really do it. So we were in there recording Thank You, I'm from Detroit.
Go see who it is.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. I need to grab a capo. I'm just going to step away from the microphone.
Well, he's going
to
step away from the mic for just a moment. Margaret's going to go off and check on somebody out there. We'll be back in just a moment. In fact, next week on Motor, we're going to have a completely different band. We're having an acoustic electric band called Freak Ache. And, yeah, they're going to do an all-instrumental thing.
Funny comments, Roger, getting in big trouble.
All right, we're going to get you in trouble sooner or later. And October 20th, we're having a very special acoustic show with Tone and Niche. So we'll have that going. And Nick is just getting his capo all together. And at the end of the month, we're having some hillbilly rock and roll with the Horse Cave Trio.
All right. Are you done with your messages now? All the important stuff.
You're ready.
All right. We're going to do a song that I made up. I made this up when I was in the Second City writing program. We had to write a scene that where everybody broke into a song, and I happened to do a song about a family of genetically inferior hillbillies who happen to play bluegrass music better than anybody else because of their genetic deficiencies. Their number of extra fingers.
They had the vowels the same way.
Yes, sir. And there was a two-headed cousin who sang counterpoint harmonies and a three-legged cousin who stamped out the waltzes. And this is called Gene Pool. I was the oldest guy in the class, and this was probably the only thing I did that the teacher didn't wince at. You know, it was like, oh, the old guy. You know, all right. Oh, he does radio. He writes SFX on things. All right, this is called Gene Pool. I'll just start it off, and the 99ers will follow in as brilliantly as they do. If you can follow me, you can follow anything, I guess.
I seen Turnip, the neighborhood twit, climbing a ladder to begin his cousin Sophronius. Well, he wobbled and shook on that ladder as she stood naked in the mirror and crowed. He tried hard not to fall to the pavement. Every good country's on his recitation. Well, Turnip, he climbed up that ladder, and he got him an eyeful for sure. Cousin Sophronius spied him, and all of the rest is a blur. They said she reached out the window and grabbed him and banged his head like a gong. For a husband she knew she must have. Got a peek at his Gene Pool, Gene Pool, let's all go for
Nick Pivot. Yeah, with Nick Pivot and the 99ers right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. Oh, we have a little country music today. We'll call it country. He likes to call it honky-tonk. But this is real country. Not that country you'll hear on the radio, but this is real country music today.
Are we going to do a song by Taylor Twitt? No, we're not. That's right. I thought. For a second, I thought we were, but then I remember we're not.
Yes.
Because we're going to do one by Rascal Fats. No, wait. We're not doing one by those guys either. We don't have enough gel. We don't have enough gel to do those songs. And I don't know enough chords. And so if they want to come and beat me up, I'll tell you, no, the only reason I can't do your songs is because I'm not as good as you.
Well, you are as good as you need to be today.
Well, God bless you, Mr. White.
Hell yeah. Oh, we'll make it all.
Am I allowed to say God bless you on state radio?
Yes, you may.
I thought there was a separation of church and state. It's like, God, whoever you are, bless, whatever that means, you, whoever you are. You said to put asterisks on everything, I guess. All right. Well, how are we doing on time, Mr. White?
Well, you got about 20 minutes to go.
Okay.
I'll make that 13. I'll make it 23. I'll get a little confused myself.
Yeah, you're starting to irritate me.
Oh.
You're starting to irritate me. Bernard irritates me already. Clifford, I don't even bother with because he'll beat me up.
Oh, hell.
Benjamin's an artist, and I don't want to mess with his hands.
No.
You know, me, I'm just a 99er.
Yeah, you've been tearing your hair out over it.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah.
One more hair joke, you know. Yeah. That's all right, man. I tend to treat my hair. I was treating my hair like I was treating women. It's like as soon as they start to indicate they want to leave, I just say, get out. It's all gone, baby. Go. I just got rid of it all. All right. You know what?
What?
I think we're should we do an original or should we do Crime Time? What do you think, gentlemen? Let's do this song I wrote about when I was down in Nashville, and I was down there, and it was awful. It was 1971, I believe, and Broadway was just awful. It was terrible. There was nobody was down there. I stayed at a place called the Merchant's Bar and Grill Hotel, which is now the Merchant's Restaurant. Last time I was down there, I couldn't afford to eat there. It was right across the street from Gruen's Guitars. I stayed there for $5 a night. And when I had hair, I had a ton of it. And I came running down those stairs from the bedroom. The shower was down the hall. It was $5 a night. It was so awful. And every time I'd run out of the bar, somebody would yell that F word that means alternative lifestyle guy. And I'd just run and go, oh, my God. And I ended up hanging out down by the Vanderbilt University by the Parthenon, and I met some hippies down there, and we shared Ripple and sad stories, and I came home, and I never became I said, you know, help Mr. Wizard. I don't want to be no country singer. And then I wrote this song, and it's called Help Mr. Wizard, I Don't Want to Be No Country Singer. We'll see if we can pull it off.
All right.
Hey, home. Don't wanna be no country singer no more. Hey, Mr. Wizard, don't wanna be no country singer. Said, hey, Mr. Wizard, I don't wanna be no country singer. Said, hey, Mr. Wizard, when the heavens I ain't flow, don't wanna be no country singer no more. Wanna be no country singer.
I have a brand new one. That's a brand new one. I might have been a clam in there once or twice, but we do the best we can. That's a brand new song. We're just recording that one, too. We got to wait for Timmy to come back up. Is Tim Pack still down in Virginia?
Yeah, he was up last weekend, but he's back.
He's back in Virginia. We got to wait for him to come up because we wait for Tim.
Oh, Tim's a good guy. He's been in here. So,
oh, I bet he has. Tim has been everywhere, and he's just such a wonderful guy. There's back in the days when we were recording the Skin and Bones stuff, but I'd leave the studio and look back and say, you know, that one song could use a dobro. I just don't know where to get one on there. And he'd call me up and say, go online and check your emails. I put a dobro part on there. And he put a dobro part on and not charge me. Well, I don't want to tell everybody he would have charged me a nickel, but he's a darn nice guy. And he played a really good dobro. All right. There's a song I made up called Lips, Hips, and Wits. I was in a bar down in Austin, Texas, and I was standing next to this really cool Mexican guy that just looked like Satan. He had the coolest white cowboy hat on and a Satan beard, and he kept calling me amigo. And he kept bumping me, saying, hey, amigo. And I saw a girl walk by, and I said, man, that chick's got a fine frame. And he says, she got lips, hips, and... And I said, well, that's pretty good. I'm going to write that down. That's a word that starts with a T, ends with a T, and there's an I in the middle. And I got back to my hotel room, and I wrote that down, and I said, I don't think that'll go over real well with women that are in a honky-tonk. So what do you really like? You like a woman that's got lips, hips, and wits. A chick who can add up the check at the end of the night. A chick that can figure you out. So I changed it to lips, hips, and wits, and hopefully you'll like it. She had lips, hips, real sharp wits. She had everything in between. She was fine as chicken fried country steak. Old Nick Pivot had everything. Yeah, take her out to a honky-tonk. She gonna drink what she gives me. Yeah, flash them wits, shake them hips, and love you till you scream. When she picked me up in a pickup truck and we headed into town. Yeah, she popped a couple of Xanax. You know, she said she was feeling down. She took a long, hot pull of tequila. Yeah, I slammed the shiner down. Yeah, she pulled that truck to the side of the road. That woman took me down. With her lips, hips, real sharp wit, she had everything in between. She was the finest chicken fried country steak. Old Nick Pivot had everything. Yeah, take her out to a honky-tonk. She's on a drink she gives me. Yeah, she flashed them wits, shake them hips, and love you till you scream. Benjamin! Thank you.
yard with a barstool baby. Lights was all I seen. Size lips, hips, real sharp wet, she had everything in between. She was the finest chicken fried cook the state old Nick Pivot had ever seen. Yeah, you take her out to the hall, she's gonna drink till she gets mean. Yeah, she flashed them wits, shake them hips, and love you till you scream. One more time, boys. She had lips, hips, real sharp wit, she had everything in between. Yeah, she's the finest chicken fried country steak old Nick Pivot had ever seen. Yeah, if you take her out to a honky-tonk, she's gonna drink till she gets mean. Yeah, she flashed them wits, shake them hips, and love you till you scream.
Oh, yeah.
Lips, hips, and wits.
All these songs, all these original songs you're doing are all like little true life adventures, aren't they?
I don't know. I'm not admitting to anything, really. Especially the next one, Mr. White.
Well, in fact, I was going to ask you, management here has asked us not to have Judge Judy pay a visit today.
You'd not to hear, like to hear that song?
Well, yeah.
Oh, you just don't
rather
want her here.
They'd rather not have Judge Judy make a visit. So, if you got something else you can put up rather than Judge Judy.
Oh, you'd rather not hear
Judge
Judy song?
No, not today.
Okay.
No, it's they're not adventurous enough for that. So,
it was a box of wine, a bag of seeds, and Judge Judy.
Well, we'll leave it at that. Now,
all right.
I was telling somebody what a great band this was and told that particular song, and they said, I don't think they'd fly.
Well, it is very much about Detroit, and you just have to look for it on our next record because it is about a guy that he's a 99er, and you know, he goes to the refrigerator one morning at 9:30, and he sees that box of Chardonnay in there and says, well, it's 9:45 somewhere in the world, and just pours himself a glass and puts on Judge Mathis, but nothing really rhymes with Judge Mathis. So it became Judge Judy out of default. But anyway, you're not going to hear it, so I just really like to tease people and tell them, you know, boy, if only they would have let us do that, you would have liked it. But
well,
you just buy the record when it comes out. And
either that or come out and see you live when you're at
Come
O'Mara's.
Come on out November 11th when we're at O'Mara's. It's going to be a big old night with the Barrett Tones. Clifford will be playing double duty that night. Hit him up for drinks. Instead of making $5, he's going to make $10.
All right.
No, actually, people at O'Mara's are very, very nice to us. I wouldn't want to make it sound like they don't...
Now, is that part of the Honky Tonk Tuesdays they have, or is that
no, it's
a
not.
Different night?
They are having Honky Tonk Tuesdays now, I think, with Kenny Kenz and the Cash Creek.
Yeah, in October I saw that.
I'm doing that every Tuesday. And the second band is different every week, but Kenny does it. But we're doing Friday, November 11th, just as a solo show. But sometime after that, not to diminish from our show, we don't want to go up before that, but after that, sure, we'll be up there. And we'll be up there, you know, having beer and eating good food and watching Kenny and whoever else he brings up there.
All right. Is that an open mic night?
I don't think it is. I think the second band is booked.
Okay.
It's Kenny Ken's first, and then he books, I believe. I don't want to misspeak, but that's what I believe. Because two nights ago, it was Kenny Ken's first, and then John Hulk in the sequence, our friend John Hulk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Margaret knows him.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do a song called Thank You. I'm from Detroit. How much time we got now that I'm talking my way through Judge Judy?
Well, you've got about 9 minutes.
Okay, we're going to do Thank You. I'm from Detroit, and then we'll roll into maybe a Johnny Cash song or something like that to take you into the news. And I don't want to say take you into the nudes because this is radio, and I can't say... You can say nude on the radio.
You can say nudies.
Well,
you can, because Ben is an artist and he does those things. Okay. Like I said, this is called Thank You. I'm from Detroit. You know, you go out of town, you head down to New Orleans or something like that, and somebody will say, don't go on that street over there because it's a little dicey. And you go, you know what? Hey, thank you. I'm from Detroit. You know, or, you know, do you think you can get by in $5 today? And you go, thank you, buddy. I'm from Detroit. So let's get through this, and I'll do my best to say thank you. Keep your finger near that button, Mr.
Yep.
White.
Yes, I will.
Margaret, watch him. Watch him.
Well, I come from a place called the Motor City, and demand respect. I don't want your pity. You can laugh, cry, or shut up and stand tall. I tell you, buddy, I've done it all. Thank you. I'm from Detroit. Jeans and t-shirts every day. Manuel and Nudie don't match our pay. I don't wear conchos on my pants, just steel-toe boots and the assembly plants. Thank you. I'm from Detroit. Thank you. I'm from Detroit. Got a bunch of burned-out buildings and dead bodies to exploit. Well, it may not be what you want to hear. This is just the way we do things here. Thank you. I'm from Detroit. Merle and a whole bunch of others. The Motown sound from the old punk brothers. Jack Scott singing that rockabilly jive. Iggy and the Stooges and the MC5. Thank you. I'm from Detroit. Yeah, thank you. I'm from Detroit. Got a bunch of burned out buildings and dead bodies to exploit. Yeah, it may not be what you want to hear. This is just the way we do things here. Thank you. I'm from Detroit. Well, I never rode a bull, I never wrestled a steer. I was raised on Chevys and Cole Strohs beer. I don't own a horse, I just get bored. I got 500 made by Ford. Thank you. I'm from Detroit. Yeah, thank you. I'm from Detroit. Got a bunch of burned out buildings and dead bodies to explode. Well, it may not be what you want to hear. This is just the way we do things here. Thank you. I'm from Detroit. Well, you see us coming, you don't have to hide. We look pretty rough, but we're mellow inside. When I walk the streets, carry two guns, one's for fight, one is just for you. Cause I'm from Detroit. Yeah, thank you. I'm from Detroit. Got a bunch of burned out buildings and dead bodies to explode. Well, it may not be what you want to hear. This is just the way we do things here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you, too.
Oh, I love all the good cheer you were expressing there.
Well, we do like Johnny and Merle and a whole bunch of others.
Yeah.
And we do love Jack Scott. We did get to play with Jack Scott at Guzzling Alley one night. You know Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Mike.
Oh, and he's still around.
Gosh, he's just got the greatest voice.
He sounds great. Sounds like $1 million still.
He came to Guzzling Alley. and he did a show.
Really?
I mean, yes, it was wonderful. And they let us go first before him, which was a little embarrassing because he's so great.
Well, we share bass players.
And he was just, yes, we did. Rudy Varner was playing bass with us that night, and Rudy's been playing with Jack for 10 years, maybe?
16
wow. years. There you go. What do I know? All right. Well, we're going to do a Johnny Cash song to take it out.
About 3 minutes.
You got 3 minutes. That's
three minutes.
We'll just roll on through, and you can talk over us if you want. We'll just roll on into the that freaky stuff you do after. I saw those costumes you two were wearing in there. That just kind of, you know.
Hey, wow. Keep it down now.
I don't know, man. You look good in pink, though.
Well, on a Monday, I was arrested. On a Tuesday, they caught me. And on a Wednesday, my trial was attested. And on Thursday, they said guilty and the judge scared. Well, I got stripes across my shoulders. I got chains around my feet. Well, I got stripes across my shoulders. And these chains, they're about to drag me down. Well, on a Monday, my mama come to see me. On a Tuesday, they caught me with a file. Well, on a Wednesday, I'm down in solitary. And on Thursday, in the hot sun, breaking rocks in a pile. I got stripes across my shoulders. I got chains around my feet. Well, I got stripes across my shoulders. And these chains,
next week on the Motor Live Drive, we'll have an electroacoustic band, Freakache. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn.